Hello and welcome to The Lost Level. This is episode 1, a podcast where we talk about video games as well as movies. I'm your host, G, and joining me is Chris Lovan, who is the creator of Lost Level.
Yep. How you guys doing?
Or am I the co-creator?
We're pretty much the same. Yeah. I mean, we're co-creators at this point.
Well, you started this, and I keep doing this every episode. Well, so far, all of our 3 episodes.
Right.
And the reason why you should be listening to this podcast is because Chris and I are from, shall I say, different worlds, different backgrounds of gaming.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm basically a Japanese gamer, even though I'm not Japanese, and I love playing Japanese RPGs. Well, Chris, on the other hand, he's a Western gamer who likes shooting and, I don't know.
Yes, the West, all we care about is shooting. No, I play pretty much all variety types of games, just they happen to be more Western-oriented. I like playing a lot of the RPGs
that are
from
Western.
The West as opposed to the JRPGs. I do play a lot of shooters, even sports games. So I cover a wide area of gaming.
Right. And to give you an idea about our favorite games, just before we start the show, my favorite game would be Final Fantasy VI. It's the first thing that comes to my head. Chris, what's your favorite game?
Six? Wow, okay. That's a bold choice in the Final Fantasy series.
No, it's not. It's the best.
I don't know.
And we're not going to talk about FF6 because it will take us 2 hours.
Right. Okay, we're not going to talk about it, but 7 and 10 are definitely the best.
No.
My favorite games, I would say probably...
I just pick one, lately.
Okay, I'm sorry. One game... Mario 64 was my game of... Probably my favorite game of all time for a long time until the Mass Effect series came away, and I can't really say Mass Effect 2 is my favorite game because it's the storyline, it's the second of the trilogy, so I'm going with Mass Effect the series, or
as
the trilogy as a whole, being my favorite right now of all time.
Wow. Pretty recent for...
It is recent, but like before that, like I said, Mario 64.
Is that like your defining game? Like the reason why it made you a gamer?
No, good God, no. That was on the Nintendo 64. I grew up playing games. I mean, I had all the old systems. I'm not going to get into all that. But I've been a gamer for my whole entire life. But Mario 64 really stood out to me. I really loved the hell out of that game for some reason.
Actually, I never played it
much.
I am. Anyway, okay, so about The Lost Level, like I said, we're going to talk about video games as well as movies. So to give you an idea of today's episode, we're going to be talking about couple of things that are actually recent. There's one event that just happened literally an hour or 2 hours ago.
Today.
Yeah, so we're gonna talk about that. No, but to give you an idea, I got the show has 3 segments. So first off, we're gonna talk about the games and movies we've seen or playing recently.
Mm-hmm.
Basically a roundtable discussion about what have we been up to. And then after that, we're gonna be doing this segment we somehow created exclusively for The Lost Level. It's called the East versus West. Is that what we're calling it?
Yeah, for right now, we're calling it the new segment for Lost Level is going to be East versus West.
Would you explain, listeners, this
segment? It's kind of like what you were just talking about, how G and I come from 2 different backgrounds, and we kind of want to just take a topic, one topic each week, where it might be a Western topic, it might be an Eastern topic, and we kind of put 2 different perspectives on it and just see maybe what comes of that.
Right, and I think for today's episode, it's the Gears of War 3
trailer. Yeah, the recently released Gears of War 3 trailer we'll talk about a little bit earlier.
Yeah, what does Chris think and what do I think about it? All right, and then afterwards, we're going to go with the news. And like I said earlier, there's this event, the Konami E3. I think it's just their E3 event.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about the announcements that were announced. And then as a bonus... Well, it's not really a fourth segment, but just something a little at the end. And we're going to talk about E3 predictions, like 1 or 2 things we want to happen at next week's E3, because E3 is like the Super Bowl event of video games, and it's happening next week.
Right, and you'll be there, so...
Thanks for spoiling, because actually I was gonna say, we'll talk about that later. Yeah, I'm going to have an announcement, a personal announcement later on about both The Lost Level and myself, but thanks for that. Anyway.
Sorry about that.
No, we're not editing that anyway, so hope you guys didn't listen, because that was a whisper. But anyway, so let's start with...
Okay, what have we been playing, basically?
Yep.
Not an original segment for video game podcast, but Hey, it's an important segment.
You know, it's the reason why podcasts are created, man. Talk about like games and roundtable discussions.
I hear you.
Okay, so Infamous 2 demo came out recently for, thankfully, the PSN, because the PSN store, the PlayStation Network store,
Is back up, people.
It is back up.
Go grab Infamous 2 demo now.
And there's a lot of demos that came with it. For some reason, I mean, not that I'm surprised, because it's been, what, weeks?
Oh, God, it's been forever.
No, it's like been more than a month, right?
Yeah, it's been over a month, dude.
So the PSN store's up, and both of us played the Infamous 2 demo, and what do you think, Chris? First off, I mean, we should give background about Infamous a little bit. Like, it's a superhero free-roaming game by Sucker Punch, the guys who made Sly Cooper games for the PS2. This is the sequel, obviously, and so far, while the game was being developed, Uncharted 2 was sort of their main inspiration to make this game. It's like, you know, that we want to have a sequel. Well, Sucker Punch, they want to have a sequel that's like really aping over the predecessor. And so far, with what we've been played with with the demo, I can kind of see it. I don't know about you. Like, I think it's a little bit more polished.
It does. It definitely feels a little bit more polished. In terms of what Infamous was, and your analogy was actually pretty decent with
what
Uncharted and Uncharted 2.
Yeah, because that's when I was reading, I think, earlier articles about Infamous 2, and really they want to do the Uncharted 2 sort of thing, where they want to, you know, make things a lot better this time and everything.
Right, and I think that it definitely has a chance to do that. I mean, we've only played the demo here, obviously. So what I've seen out of the demo is it's a lot more polished. It looks, you know, it looks pretty.
But technically, it plays the same. I mean, being a demo, obviously, we can't really say much. Hopefully, we'll have a full review next.
Oh, yeah, we're going to have a full review for this game for sure.
But so far, what we've been playing, it plays like you're, you know, Infamous, but just a little bit better graphics. I think the controls are better. But yeah, one thing that strikes out for me is the melee. Wait.
Okay, well, we'll talk about the melee real quick. What do you think that was better about the melee?
Because the melee this time, for one thing, Cole has a weapon now opposed to using his fist in the first game. And if I'm not mistaken, in the first game, usually when I attack people using melee, it's not so, I don't know, it doesn't feel compelling, doesn't feel right, it just feels stiff sometimes. Like, it's like I'm not really hitting the right guy, you know? It doesn't feel like melee, generally.
Right.
With this one, you feel it, and there's this little action button that comes out after you do a combo, and it does a super move. I don't know, I really like that.
Yeah, I did like that aspect of it. Like, I don't even remember using melee all that much in the first Infamous. I mean,
because it was crap.
Yeah, I mean, you have powers. I'm going to use my powers now, and I'm going to shoot people from a far distance and a safe distance.
Right.
Instead of getting up in their faces, but
which actually looks better also in this one.
Like, oh, it does.
When you fire the regular attack bolt lightning projectile move, it feels a lot better opposed to the first game, where it was just like a little bit of lightning. I don't know.
Right. Now it's like a rapid fire type of lightning burst coming out of you. And it's impressive. It looks really nice. Yeah. The one thing that I noticed in the demo that I didn't necessarily like was his climbing animations.
Really?
The way that he climbs and jumps. I mean,
it was similar to the first game.
It moves. Yeah, it moves fluidly. But after you're playing games like, you know, Assassin's Creed.
Or Infamous. Oh, I'm sorry, or Uncharted.
More how Assassin's Creed kind of...
Oh, right.
The climbing aspects of Assassin's Creed, at least. Those are so fluid, and just the animations that are so clean in that. When I was climbing here, when I was playing the demo, it doesn't feel as fluid.
Really?
And that was one of the things that stuck out to me. Obviously, it's just a demo, so I can't give it a full review on that.
Yeah.
But other than that, it's more Infamous. I think it's a supercharged Infamous. And I'm looking really forward to playing the full game next week.
The question is, I guess, are you a fan of the first game?
Because
I'm not really a big fan of the first game. I like the first game, but I didn't really finish it. At one point in the game, I got really tired that I just thought, like, yeah, you know, I'm skipping on this.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, okay, to give you a little bit of a background, I don't necessarily like sandbox games a lot. I guess I got sick of them after so many sandbox games that came out.
Yeah, we talked about this in episode zero.
Yeah, a little bit. We talked about a little bit. But in terms of sandbox games, Infamous, when they started playing that, I sat and I continued to sit for a long time.
Really?
Just sitting there playing it. I really liked it. I thought the story progressed nicely. The game controls are really smooth. Obviously, you have your obnoxious characters in there, like Zeke.
The chubby guy.
The chubby guy Zeke was just comic relief in an annoying comic relief type of way. But I just enjoyed the game, and I sat there and I played the heck out of it. I finished it, and I was ready for more at that time. I was really happy with that game. So it was totally under my radar, too, because I was not expecting anything from it when they came out. Because, I mean, what All Prototype came out at that same time, didn't it?
Yeah, Prototype from Radical. I forgot. Was it Radical Studios? Anyway, they're the guys who made Incredible Hulk, the game.
Mm-hmm. Which was a really good game.
Yeah.
And then when Prototype came out, I was more interested in that because of the Incredible Hulk.
Not to mention it had a cooler designed hero. I'm sorry, I don't like the guy from Infamous 1. I mean, Cole McGrath, the main character. I don't really like his design, which... Well, actually, no, I'll let you finish because I want to talk about that in a little bit.
Okay, what I was just saying basically was when Prototype came out, I was more excited about that, and then I saw this almost like a copycat, kind of like, you know, you see a studio come out with coming out with a potential successful game, the other copy... Other companies are going to tend to copy it. So when I saw that, Prototype hit my radar, Infamous didn't, but I was wrong. I was happily wrong because I really loved Infamous.
Yeah. Infamous is the better game, if you ask me.
Oh, it is. I completely agree. And story-wise, too. I mean, at the end of Infamous, I really liked what they did with the character.
Right. Anyway, so you're saying you're going to get this day one then?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. This is going to be a day one pickup.
As for me, well, I was mentioning earlier the design of the character. I know we're talking a little bit more about this, but when they redesigned Cole, because if you guys must remember, when Infamous 2 was first unveiled at E3, I think 2 years ago, the Cole character was redesigned totally. Like, he has hair now. He looks like some rock star singer.
See, I don't remember that.
Really?
Yeah.
So, well, he looks really way different from the first Cole. Okay. And people complain, and that's why they had to redesign him, make him look similar to the first Cole.
Well, that's kind of disappointing.
Yeah. For me, I was a little bit, like, disappointed by that, because I really like the change, even though some fans of the first game, like you, probably are used to the old design of Cole.
Yeah, but I would have been okay with a redesign of Cole in this one. Not necessarily, like, because it's not too far, like, between the games.
Right.
Like, I don't know if you remembered before, I'm going to go a little bit off topic, but not too much. Max Payne.
Yeah.
When they did, you know, Max Payne 1 and 2, and then you saw the new Max Payne.
Yeah, with the clips, bald. Yeah.
The bald, the fatness kind of. Like, that kind of redesign scares me. Like, that doesn't feel like Max Payne.
All right.
And this type of thing, I was okay with him having hair because obviously hair grows out. You know, I mean,
yes,
he could have done it, but I mean, it still looked like him for the most part, and I was okay with it.
Okay. Well, I guess if people are asking or if listeners are wondering if I'm excited about this game, being not really a big fan of the first, yeah, definitely it feels better this time from what I've played. So I'm in. You know, I'm definitely going to be getting it when it comes out. Hopefully next week, because I'll be out of town, which we'll talk about at the end of the show.
Yeah.
Okay, so moving on. Movies we've seen recently, because I think that's the only game we've played. So
yeah, far. we're kind of just going a little bit. You know, we're not talking about every single game, obviously, we've played. We're just kind of talking about little kids and
things. Nothing really came out between last week and this week that we've... You know, I mean, L.A. Noire, we've talked a little bit about that. So anyway, we're going to talk a little bit about movies we've seen. Two that just were released
within the last couple of weeks.
Yeah. What do you want to go first, Bridesmaids or Hangover 2?
Let's do Bridesmaids first.
Yeah, because this came out earlier.
Yeah.
So Bridesmaids is a new comedy from the Jude Apatow Productions.
Mm-hmm.
The guys produced... 40-Year-Old Virgin, Superbad, Pineapple Express. So, you know, if you've seen those movies, then you could pretty much expect the humor. But sadly, the funny thing about this movie, it's the way it was marketed. It's being billed as a chick flick, if you've seen the posters. Even if in the trailer, it doesn't really express, like, oh my god, you have to see this because it's so fucking hilarious. or anything, you know. No, it doesn't. But once you actually see the movie, well, Chris and I can both, I mean, we can attest to this, that it's really such a hilarious movie, and I think it's way better than Hangover Part 2.
Okay.
I think I've just said everything about Bridesmaids.
Well, I don't know about that, because like, I actually kind of disagree with what you're saying, because in terms of the marketing campaign and the trailers that we've seen, I took a different avenue towards it. I didn't look at it as a chick flick. I looked kind of it as a girl version of Hangover.
Which was actually what everybody has been talking about after they've seen the movie.
Which is, I know, I don't...
It's weird, man. So you saw, you predicted what people were about to say.
I feel so opposite. It's so weird. It's like, okay, you look at the theatrical poster that came out for it. You have all the girls standing against the wall, the bride in her white suit, and the girls in their pink bridesmaids' dresses. They look kind of tough. They look kind of rugged. So, you know, early impression, you're looking at it like, oh, okay, well, it's going to be like Hangover, kind of like that. And then,
see, I didn't think about that.
See, I did. I totally looked at it like that. It's like, okay, these girls are just going to be partying.
No, when I saw the poster, I thought of, hey, it's another Sex in the City, or it's another one of those flicks that girls would probably drool over. Things like that.
No offense, by the way. I went more rugged route with that one.
So you saw the opposite.
Yeah, I saw the opposite in that. And then when I watched the movie, I was surprised because it was more of a chick flick. It had more of... Now, I'm not saying chick flicks are wrong. Listeners, I do watch a lot of chick flicks.
We're not against chick flicks.
There's a lot of chick flicks that I like, and I will never admit to that. but anyways.
So you saw it as a chick flick?
I saw it more of a chick flick because it wasn't just your typical get characters from point A, get them to point B, and hilarity ensues. It was more of a, there's a character, they're trying to do character stories.
Yeah, it's a character-driven story, technically.
Right, and that's what it is. I mean, there's a lot of moments in this movie that kind of are lulls, or kind of drag between the laughs, because they're trying to develop the character and the main character. That's what kind of turned me off of it more than I wanted to, because I went into it thinking that it was going to be a great movie because of all the positive hype that I've heard.
But it was a great movie, right?
It was decent. I would say it's good.
I thought you actually loved it.
I didn't love it. Not love it.
So what I said earlier about 5 minutes ago was actually false.
No, not necessarily. No, but what I'm saying is that I was surprised in the opposite way that other people were surprised. I went into it thinking more raunchy comedy, which it does have its raunchy moments,
obviously.
It does.
Really does.
And the parts that are funny, they're freaking hilarious.
Yeah.
Which is
why I want to say that it's not really a chick flick, because it's something that you would normally see on an Apatow movie, like I said earlier, mm-hmm. Superbad. You know, it's kind of like set in that universe.
Oh, yeah. You're going to have the extreme humor moments, the gross-out moments and everything. Although there's... You kind of expect, but nowadays, God, see, I feel like I'm using chick flick a lot, but it's like almost a derogatory term.
No, it's not. Really.
But, okay, in terms of chick flicks, they had to evolve into something, and I think this is kind of like an evolution, a different take on a chick flick where, I mean, you got Knocked Up, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
After that was out, Katherine Heigl was immediately speaking up about her role in it, saying that, you know, she felt that it wasn't a really good feminine role for her. It wasn't a strong character or whatever. So then chick flicks kind of went back to the typical formula, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
And this movie
sort of reinvented itself.
Yeah, Apatow was like, no, I kind of still want to go in this direction with the raunchiness.
Mm.
And it works in some parts, but some parts I felt like it lagged too much because of the character development.
Okay.
A movie like this, I don't need as much character development. It's over, the runtime is over 2 hours and 4 minutes or something.
Was pretty good though. I mean,
it felt like it was 2 hours and 4 minutes. Like,
I mean, in terms of pacing, it wasn't, you know, that bad. I really had a good time with that movie.
Okay,
considering that I had zero expectations, all I heard was like, I know it's weird, but it's not really true when people say like it's the female version of The Hangover. It's not,
right?
Really.
No, it's not at all.
It's not at all. But so I had like zero expectations. All I know is like I'm gonna have a good time, and I did. I really liked it.
Yeah, overall, it was good. I just think it could have been trimmed a little bit.
Sleeper movie of the season, if you ask me. Like, nobody expected it, and then boom. Yeah. I mean, go to RottenTomatoes.com, it's like higher than Thor and Fast Five.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, if your significant other wants to go see a movie and like for a date night or whatever, Bridesmaids is a good choice, because you're both going to like aspects of it, and there's definitely some funny parts.
Definitely. So, I enjoyed it. Chris, you probably enjoyed it.
I did, for the most part. It was good.
But can we both agree that it's better than The Hangover 2? Because, okay, since we're now talking about Hangover Part 2.
Okay, we're going into that now?
Yeah.
Now, are we giving reviews on these games? Or on these movies
that we've seen? No, we're just like, you know, like, our opinions, like.
Okay.
Like, impressions. Quick impressions, pretty much.
Quick impressions. All right. Bridesmaids, to wrap it up real quickly, I would say go check it out.
Yeah, definitely recommend it. I mean, if you could see one funny movie this year, I mean, between that and Hangover Part 2, definitely go with Bridesmaids.
Okay.
And I know we've been bitching about Hangover Part 2, even though we've not talked about it a little bit. So, about that movie.
Hangover 2.
What do you think? I mean, I enjoyed a little bit of it. There's a moment. There are times where we're like, oh my god, this is actually pretty hilarious. But at the same time, if you realize that the fact that it's actually a reboot, or sort of like a remake of the first movie.
It's not a reboot, it's just the same movie part two. I mean, it's the
same. Sorry, not a reboot, not a remake. A retelling
of the first movie. Like a retelling, just in a different...
Different setting.
Right.
So...
Almost to the point of the same... beats, comedic beats.
Not even the beats, even the ending, the twist at the end, like, oh, okay, we never realized that.
Oh, by the time I got to the end, I was ready for it to be over.
So, long story short, I enjoyed a little bit of it, but I won't call it, like, the fucking epic movie, the funniest movie ever. And, okay, we're gonna go, well, later on, I'm gonna talk about it in the new segment, about how it made a lot of money, and then people are gonna be milking over this. You know.
Oh God, no! I mean, yeah. In my news coming up, I'll just say it now. The studio realized that the movie made a shit ton of money. I mean, they're over $200 million already, and it's been on for what, 2 weeks now?
No, just the week.
Oh, just this week. Holy shit! You're right. Yeah, they've already made their money back and then some. They're ready to greenlight part three, obviously.
Yeah, it's a given.
So, spoiler, you know.
It's a given.
Hangover 3 is coming.
And it's kind of sad, though. Like I haven't seen Kung Fu Panda 2, but it made more money than Kung Fu Panda 2, where, as I heard, that Kung Fu Panda 2...
What was that?
Sorry. I heard, like, Panda 2 is, like, a better movie overall than Hangover. Well, you've seen both. I've seen both. Yeah. Would you agree that Panda 2 is, like... If there's one movie for the weekend to just open, would you pick that over Hangover, or...
That's close.
Really? Because people...
See, I didn't love Panda 2. I mean, it was good, but it wasn't great.
Right. So, as we mentioned before.
Right. As I mentioned in the other podcast. This one has... I would probably go see this one over Kung Fu Panda 2.
Really?
Yeah, I just...
Shame on you, man!
I don't know.
So, you're... Okay. No, but I won't compare, because I need to see Panda 2 first.
I guess let me give you a little background why I would see Hangover 2 over Kung Fu Panda, is because I have a 10-year-old daughter, and we watch a lot of cartoons all the time, and we watch a lot of Disney Channel and Nickelodeon, so I like to have a break, so I like to watch some adult things. That's probably the reason, and one of the only reasons I would go see Hangover 2 over Kung Fu Panda, just because I need that break.
Right on. So, all we're trying to say is Hangover Part 2 is a decent movie, but not like the best list.
Did you like the first movie? Obviously, if you did, this movie is the same exact movie. I think
it's a little bit better than the first, for me. There's some points there that actually I found a little bit more, I don't know.
This one will still have, it still has really good moments. Overall. It has shocking moments, moments that you wouldn't expect to see. And... they do a lot of funny things in this movie. Some of Zach's lines, I felt, were kind of flat, especially early in the film. A lot of his lines were really flat. They weren't as funny as they were meant to. But I think the enjoyment level also really is dependent on the audience that you're with.
Yeah.
For this movie. The audience that I saw it with one of my friends, Quark, he looked at me at one moment and said, that wasn't funny, but the audience was still laughing.
Right.
And the audience was just ready to laugh. They just wanted to have fun. So they had this positive energy going into this movie. I felt that maybe I enjoyed this movie a little bit even more because of that positive energy that everybody else was just laughing at anything. It didn't matter what was on camera. Right. They were just ready to laugh. And I think that's why, like I said, I think that's why I liked it a little bit more than I should have.
Okay. So, well, that helps too. But so basically, to wrap this up, Hangover 2 over Bridesmaids. Bridesmaids over Hangover 2. I mean, definitely Bridesmaids.
Okay.
Compare both.
I agree with
you. I know we've been comparing both for a while now, but you can't help it. Because they're both really, like, the same target audience, if not
more. They are the same target audience. I mean, right. There's...
Same demographic.
So. Raunchy comedy. I mean, that's what it basically boils down to. And Bridesmaids has a little bit more of a story to it. Obviously, everybody knows the story of Hangover by now. You don't live in under a rock. So...
Right. Okay, so... We're going to move on now with the East versus West segment.
Okay, the first time we're doing the original segment for Lost Level.
Yes.
East versus West.
An original Lost Level segment.
All right.
So, today would be... Or, I mean, sorry, this episode is about the Gears of War 3?
The recently released War Pigs trailer.
Is it the first... Yeah, it's the first in-game trailer of Gears 3. It is. I would know. Well, the multiplayer beta has been going on for a while, but right. Like in terms of the story trailer, I think this is the first.
Yeah, I mean, this is an official trailer. I mean, obviously, okay. If you play the beta, you've seen footage.
Pretty much. So, why don't you do this, because this is your thing.
Why should I do? Okay. Well, a lot of comparisons came out where you saw, at first, the Modern Warfare 3 trailer.
Mm-hmm.
And the scope of that one, which we briefly talked about in the last podcast.
Right.
Then the Gears of War 3 trailer comes out and doesn't necessarily capture the epicness that the Modern Warfare 3 trailer came out with, but had music behind it.
Mm-hmm.
And it had, I would say, a good musical choice.
War Pigs.
In terms of War Pigs, Black Sabbath originally covered. This is a cover of it.
Was it a cover?
Oh, yeah, it's not Black Sabbath. Somebody did it.
Okay. And, as a East versus West thing, so what we're going to do is, what do I think of it? Is that what you're trying to do? Like,
yeah, I mean, basically, I want an Eastern opinion of...
This trailer.
The trailer.
And or this topic, essentially.
Right, and then we're going to do this every week in terms of something that we've seen. We might grab something from, you know, more of a Japanese type of background, and we'll talk about that in depth and get perspective of it. And then this week, I'm kind of putting you on the spot, saying, all right, Gears of War 3, obviously an American-made type of thing. What does the East think of this?
I enjoy the trailer. I like you said, like the music. You know, this is going to be actually short because all I think of it is Gears of War being Gears of War. And nothing really new, per se, if you think about it. Okay. I mean...
Now, did you like the Gears of War series so far?
Yeah, actually, that's a good point, because being a guy who likes Japanese games, Gears of War is the reason why I got a 360.
Which I kind of forced you into.
Yes, you did. And I've been following this series ever since, and I guess in terms of the trailer of Gears of War 3, I was like, fuck yeah, I can't wait to play this. Although, I mean, it still looks the same,
mm-hmm.
being Gears, like I mentioned earlier. So... nothing new, nothing that really makes me go, oh my god, you know, unlike Modern Warfare 3, where it was like totally unexpected given the developer history, you know, with the Infinity Ward and everything going on, you know, but with Gears 3, I was already expecting, like, yeah, it's gonna be the same team, Cliffy B's gonna probably do another stupid, ridiculous storyline in part 3.
Wait, are you saying that the storylines in Gears of War are ridiculous?
No, here's the thing, right? The story is basically a typical Western, or American, rather, an American retelling, quote-unquote, of Aliens, right? It is. The Gears series, the Halo series, think about it. Space Marines,
okay, come on. You're going to sell me on this one.
No, it's just Space Marine storyline, all right? It's a typical, hey, there's some aliens, oh, I'm an actually badass guy, Marine, I'm going to shoot people. That's it, right?
That's what it is?
Technically.
That's what Aliens is to you? Have you watched Aliens?
No.
What?
No, Aliens is, like, I think it was revolutionary at first. I'm just talking about the fact that James Cameron popularized the whole Space Marine thing, okay? I could be wrong. My facts could be fucked up as of this time, so
okay.
Don't try to fucking stab me with your internet swords.
Okay.
Wow, internet swords.
Just to let you guys know... G's email is
all right. Anyways, back to Gears of War. So what I'm trying to say is the story, right? You asked me about the story of the Gears.
Okay.
Wow, we're talking about Gears generally here, not the trailer itself.
Well, yeah, but I want to give like a little insight into what you think of Gears of War.
Yeah, okay, so the storyline, like you said, I mean, you asked me if it's ridiculous. Not really in the sense of being another Space Marines storyline. I mean, Warhammer 40K probably is also another thing. But anyway, the ridiculous part about Gears of War 3 storyline would be the Maria angle with Dom in part 2.
That was a love story, man.
Yeah. Fuck, whatever, man. It was fucking lame, okay? It was fucking lame. And I think in the trailer of this, you know, the Gears 3 in-game trailer, I don't think we're going to see any of that from based on, well, the music.
That was an epic love story. Probably one of the best love stories ever in video.
Whatever, man. Hey, yeah, maybe the, what's her name? The girl Marine. And I don't know her name. You don't, no, probably know.
I don't know often.
Yeah, the girl, the chick in the Gears 3 trailer. You should know
the blonde girl?
Yeah,
the blonde. That's how I referred to her. The blonde girl.
Yeah,
the,
okay. I'm pretty sure it's going to be...
No, it's Anya.
Oh, yeah, there. Anya.
How can you not remember? Anya!
Yeah. She's the voice in part one, right? She never appeared in part one. Eh, we're going off topic here. Anyway, so I'm pretty positive that we're going to see a love angle between him and Marcus.
Between Anya and Marcus?
I mean, sorry, yeah, between Anya and Marcus. I said him, right?
You said him. Yeah. So you were thinking of guy love.
I was thinking of Dom and Marcus.
Dom
and Marcus is the ultimate love story of Gears of War series.
Okay, well, that's an interesting love story. I personally like would like Cole, just because of the name and the way that he talks. Because
yeah.
Cole at the beginning of this trailer just makes me feel good when he's talking about M for mature. And I hear Cole's voice. I get happy on the inside.
Right. So, okay. I guess I don't have to ask if you liked the trailer, because I'm pretty sure you did.
No, I did. And the reason I did is because I'm a huge person on... If you create a good trailer and you have a song that really fits that trailer, I'm in love with that.
Right.
It's something that I've always enjoyed. Like when they did Mad World with Gears of War 2. And Halo had some excellent musical trailers.
No, Mad World was Gears of War 1.
Was it Gears of War 1? Nah.
Yeah, it was 1. I remember, I was working at GameStop, and the song keeps playing every...
Damn it, you're right. Okay.
I don't know what's the part 2, the one they use. Actually, good point. I was going to say, like, in terms of the songs they used, with this one, I think it fits, like, the whole, like...
Yeah, oh, it's excellent. Yeah, it's an excellent choice
for it. It's, like, going to be an epic finale, probably, to the Marcus Fenix trilogy, I'm assuming, because... Knowing Microsoft, they're going to melt Gears of War after this without Cliffy B or with Cliffy B.
Right. So, it would be nice if they end this trailer, they end the trilogy and actually end it, but you never know because they probably do want to milk it, just like they're doing with the Halo series. Yeah. You know, Bungie left Halo, but they still want to do more Halo with 343 Industries. 343
is going to do something
weird. So, I mean, I really hope this is the end. I hope I do not see a Marcus and Dom love story. entwined into my Gears of War 3 shooting of aliens and chainsawing them to death.
Right, okay, but so for the East versus West thing, yes, you Western guy, you love it.
I do, and one of the aspects that I really wanted to touch on, which kind of what ruined my thunder today, was actually the Konami presentation that we watched just before this.
Hey, we're going to talk about it later.
Well, I know, that's what I'm going to say, I'm not ruining it, right. But they actually showed one of the trailers for one of their games coming up, and they used Megadeth.
Yeah,
in their trailer, and it kind of blew my steam. I can't think of the word, but it ruined my momentum, should I say, in terms of wanting to say that more Western games incorporate like a rock tone to them to get you pumped up and ready to go. But then Konami, 1 hour earlier before we record this, totally blew out of the water using Megadeth in one of their trailers.
Which was sick. We'll talk about that later.
Yeah, we'll talk about that a little bit later in the Konami portion of this.
And, okay, as for the Eastern side, yeah, I am actually a supporter, to say the least, of the Gears of War series. And I think this trailer fits well, and, yeah, I liked it.
Yeah, I think it's an excellent trailer. I mean... There are obviously story problems between Gears 2 and what's going to be coming up with Gears 3. You know, Marcus's dad being alive, being
a
questionable thing for me still. But as long as he keeps
which
on
was
saying...
Like, I think that was the highlight of the trailer when they first, like the first few seconds of the trailer was about like the father, Marcus.
Yeah, it's a great trailer. It's well put together. It's thought out and it doesn't show you too much. And that's what I like about trailers. I like the old school type of trailer where they're not showing you everything, just like in game trailers as well as movie trailers. If you get like a 2.5 hour or 2.5 minute trailer for a movie, you get pretty much the whole dang movie.
But they show it a lot of this, and I mean a lot of like the set pieces.
They do. They show you some stuff, but they don't give away everything, which is nice, and I like that about trailers. I like teaser trailers. I think this is a really effective one because it has music behind it. The like I said, great choice of music. It gets you more excited about the game, and that's what teaser trailers are supposed to be for.
All right. Okay. I guess that's it for the exclusive segment of The
Lost Level. See, that wasn't too bad.
Next time we're going to do, like, probably a franchise that Chris hates and I love. And
oh, absolutely. It's going to be some weird Japanese game that I had no clue about that he's going to have to make me play or something like that. And like, then we're going to go into that segment. And just like, Chris, what do you think?
Like, Getsufuma, then...
See, I didn't even know what he just said there.
Okay, we're going to take a little break. And after that, we're going to be doing the... We're going to talk about the news, which includes the Konami E3 press con. So.
Right. Most of the video game news is going to be the Konami thing. And then we're going to go into a little bit of movie news and...
Yeah, a little bit of movie news and other things. So stick around, guys. We'll be right back. And we are back. So, the news. Konami, or you want to do the movies first?
Let's do Konami.
Okay. Konami, basically, yes. Like we mentioned earlier, they had a E3 sort of pre-conference. Like, before the main show, they decided to announce their lineup for this year and next year. And... there have been some really weird ones, so we're going to go with the one. Well, should we go with everything, or just want to go with what we think that's worth mentioning?
Well, we can do pretty much what's worth mentioning. We don't have to go into everything. But like one thing that I wanted to touch on real quick was the way that they introed this was basically them saying that because E3 is a, you know, industry-only invite, mm-hmm. they wanted to bring this out to everybody, but nowadays, you know, with technology that
people do that,
and G4 airing pretty much all
GameTrailers.com.
GameTrailers.com. Obviously, this is where we saw this.
Yeah,
it's interesting that they went a couple days early, you know, before everybody else.
They did, but I think it makes sense given that there wasn't really a super announcement, like something major. So I can see why they did this.
They had some decent stuff.
They did. But I'm talking about like. If they're going to announce something really, really huge, it would make sense at the show itself. Okay. But since Konami doesn't have something as huge as a Metal Gear Solid 5 or anything, it kind of makes sense that they just went ahead and then...
Which is good. I mean, I kind of liked the way they did this, and it mirrors 2 years ago what Ubisoft... Well, it doesn't mirror it, I guess. I guess it kind of makes what Ubisoft seem kind of silly, because Ubisoft 2 years ago... and their presentation was just absolutely the worst thing I've ever seen. It was so boring.
I totally forgot about that.
It was so bad. But anyways.
Wait, 2 years ago?
Yeah, it was 2 years ago.
Oh, was that the one with James Cameron?
Was it with James? I don't even remember.
I think that was the one. Yeah, he was talking about Avatar.
They were talking about Pele's game, and it was just really bad.
I remember there was a bad... was it Ubisoft? I remember there was a James Cameron conference where he talked about Avatar the game, and all he did was he talked like for 30 minutes without showing any clips. Just talked about like technology and everything. I heard it was really fucking boring.
Yeah, Ubisoft was still the worst, but I thought that this was kind of interesting because they didn't announce anything huge, and if I would have had to watch this live at E3, perhaps I would have been just as bored.
Yeah, so it's good with
it. So this is good.
It was a good move, pretty much.
Yeah, small, sweet, to the point.
Okay. So, the games.
Yeah, let's talk about how you want to run.
Well, first off, they show the MGS 3DS, the Snake Eater. Is it a remake or I think it's a no. It's a 3DS port of Metal Gear Solid 3 Snake Eater,
mm-hmm.
and. It's Metal Gear Solid 3 Snake Eater 3D. Yeah, it's
Metal Gear Solid. I don't believe it. I was so surprised when I saw that.
Yeah, the trailer itself, it's just, you know, what you've heard about or what you've seen before back in 2005 Nothing new.
No, it's absolutely nothing.
Nothing new.
And it's I couldn't believe what I saw. It was so amazing.
Okay, and then after that was the Pro Evolution Soccer, which I don't really care.
What?
You care?
You're from the East. You guys like football.
Ooh, burn. I'm kidding. No. It wasn't burn. No. I just don't. I don't really care about the Pro Evolution Soccer games, or I don't really play those type of games anyway. I'm sure you love them.
That's GZEP at lostlevel.com.
Oh my god. Okay, and then we. Fine, let's go with the big. Or not the big. The real awesome things they've announced. Okay, first off is Never Dead. I actually have not heard about this game being announced last year because they actually said in the conference that this is the first. No, this is like the time where we're going to give more info about Never Dead because it has been announced last year or something. And I don't remember this, to be honest. I'm sure you...
I don't really pay attention very much.
So Never Dead is a new Konami property. I don't really know who's making it, like the guy per se, but it's being co-developed by... Oh, no, it's being developed by both Japanese and I think a European?
I think you said a European, yeah.
Yeah. And it's a third-person action game that's pretty weird in the sense that, well, Chris, why don't you explain them how weird this game, well, based on the trailer.
Yeah, well, based on the trailer, what I was talking about earlier in the Gears of War segment. The Megadeth music was added to this Japanese game trailer. You're basically immortal demon hunter?
Yeah, it's kind of like a Devil May Cry type of, I guess, environment, to say the least. Like, there are these demons, and there's this guy who can kick ass, he has guns. But this thing is, the really bizarre thing about this is he can rip off his head?
Yeah, in the trailer, you have to check this out. It's Never Dead, the game is. Look it up probably on YouTube, it'll be out in the next day or
probably game trailers.
Or game trailers, it should be out. You might have it already by the time you listen to this.
Yeah.
It's an interesting trailer. I like the musical choice, but the guy can actually rip off his limbs and use them for some reason. One of the clips actually shows him ripping his head off and carrying it around and then do a quick shot to something else. And then there's another shot later of his head, just his head, rolling around on the ground.
Yeah, which, wow, man. It's like this is probably Konami's version of Shadow of the Dam. You heard about that game, right?
Yes.
Like, the Shadow of the Dam, by the way, is this wacky Suda51, the guy who made Killer 7 and No More Heroes. It's just, like, with Shinji Mikami, the guy who created Resident Evil. It's a third-person shooter, horror comedy game, I guess you could say, where things are, like, just totally ridiculous. And I think this is Konami's sort of version of that.
I just think this is just Konami being Konami.
No, come on, man.
It's weird,
they've never been this bizarre, if I'm not mistaken.
This is just, I don't know what it is. Okay. You have an over-the-top, bad acting, I'm a badass.
Yeah, the voice acting was pretty cheesy, to say
it. So, the lines are really cheesy. You know, he has the typical quippy dialogue, which is kind of getting annoying now in games. From Uncharted and stuff like that, but a lot of your main characters now just have to be like little smartasses.
No, but I think that's the point of this game. It's being bizarre, ridiculous, kind of like Shadow of the Dam, as I mentioned earlier. You know, you don't have to think. You know, turn off your fucking brain.
Well, you definitely don't have to turn. You don't have to think about this game. I wouldn't think about this game very much either. After seeing the trailer, I'm not really impressed with what I saw.
Really,
it's like a standard, you know,
third-person action game.
And you know, their little niche is going to be, hey, you get to rip off his limbs and use them for some stupid reason. I don't know what that reason is yet, because I just saw his head rolling around the ground for some reason, and I have no idea why. I don't know what benefit that is, and maybe he can't get into certain areas, so he's like, oh, I can't use my body, I'm just going to use my head, and he throws it through like a wall or something.
It's like a bowling ball.
I have no idea. He uses a bowling ball. That'd be awesome. I will buy that game day one.
No, but as a Japanese gamer, I am a little bit skeptical. I am not
You're
sure.
You're even skeptical about this.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I mean, I'm game for anything bizarre. Don't get me wrong. I mean, I'm going to get Shadows of the Dam, like, day one, okay? But how the game plays and, like, the camera and everything else, it looks very, I don't know, mid-generation. Like, it doesn't feel like an awesome Devil May Cry sort of rip-off, which I think this game should benefit from.
Is this No, I guess, what is the appeal of this game? Is it supposed to be appeal more to a Western type of gamer?
Or I think it's for both. Or I think it's more of a Western.
That's the impression I got. I thought it was like Konami's idea of like what they expect us to like.
Right, but then you have guys using his head as a weapon.
Well, that's the thing. That's how off it is. It's like, hey, the Western people must love this game, or America must like this type of game.
But no, I got to rip off my arm. Really
quirky game.
Yeah.
That has, you know, a typical character who's, you know, a smart ass, and he's a badass main character. But yeah, let's try to add a little bit of uniqueness to it by ripping off his limbs for no reason.
Right. So, yeah.
I mean, I don't know exactly what they're going for, and I'm worried that that's what Konami thinks that America might like. Because if that's what they think, then the world is screwed.
Well, just to back it up, I'm a little bit off topic here. The Dead Space 2 mom trailer,
mm-hmm.
you know, that was totally wrong. And with this one,
that whole campaign was horrible.
Yeah, and like what you said earlier, if this is what America wants, I don't think so. Right?
No, but that's what I'm worried about. That's what they think.
I mean, what they think America wants. So
I don't know. I'm just at a loss for words when I saw that. I'm like, ooh, I like the trailer, but what the hell is going on in this trailer?
No, but again, from a technical perspective, like how the game plays, it's not looking really. I mean, I'm not that excited. You know, it doesn't look very fresh. It looks just typical action third-person game that's, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to pay attention to it just because I want to see what uses ripping your head off and using it to kill enemies with are, I guess. But other than that, I'm not really looking forward to playing it.
Okay, I'm skeptical.
Okay, well, that's fair enough.
All right, talk about this game for a while.
Sorry, after you see that trailer, you just have so many questions.
Well, and if you think about it, this is like the only new games, quote-unquote, that they really announced,
mm-hmm.
that they kind of showcased.
Oh, fair enough. Okay. Well, let's go. Let's move on.
Move on. Okay. The HD Collections.
Yes.
Which I think is the biggest deal about this.
Which is funny, but yes, I would agree. Those are probably the biggest deals.
I mean, Konami basically announced three HD Collections. It's the Metal Gear Collection, Metal Gear Solid Collection, which for the 360 and PS3, which includes Metal Gear Solid 2, Metal Gear Solid 3, and Peace Walker, the PSP game. So I was right when I... Did I mention that last episode? I totally forgot. Oh, no. I think I wrote it somewhere that... we did. The remaster
series. We might have.
Yeah. Well, anyway, so it's confirmed that Peace Walker is coming for, technically, the PS3.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that. And then Zone of the Enders, which I am totally excited, okay? I am fucking excited about this because finally we're going to see Zone of the Enders 1 and 2 for the 360 also and the PS3 as HD remastered versions. I'm totally excited about that. You're not, obviously.
I never played that series.
You suck.
I'm sorry. No, I've always heard good things about it, but I just never got around to
playing. Now's the perfect time.
It might be, but doubtful.
Okay, because it's a awesome robot action game, and Zone of the Enders, Part 2, because Part 1 was really, it wasn't such a good game. I mean, it was Kojima's first produced PS2 game, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
But the sequel, totally better, like, over-the-top action, the animation's awesome, the animation scenes are awesome.
Is the story continuing?
Not really, because it's a new main character. Well, fuck spoilers, man. The game's been out for years, but the main character of Zone of the Enders 1 kind of grows up, and he's like this side character in Part 2. He pilots the, have you played Gradius?
Yes.
Yeah, he pilots the Gradius ship, and it turns into a robot. That's how awesome this game is, or this series is. So anyway, I'm really excited about that. But yeah, Metal Gear, by the way, is coming November 2011, and Zone of the Enders is coming next year, 2012.
Okay.
And the other HD collection that was announced was Silent Hill, which, oddly enough, it only contains both...
2 and 3.
Yeah, 2 and 3.
Yeah.
What about Part 4, right? It doesn't... Why aren't they including Part 4?
Maybe they just wanted to put 2 games? I don't know.
I mean...
I don't know the whole reason behind why they didn't put 4 into it, but I mean, 2 and 3 are pretty solid.
Yeah, they are. I mean, 4, according to a couple of, you know, Silent Hill purist out there, it's not really a good Silent Hill game. It's a good game. It's a good survival horror game. And it's, you know, it's not really a... it's Silent Hill in terms of Silent Hill. It's not Silent Hill per se, but but still, that's a PS2 game right there, and they're not including it in this package.
It's an odd choice. Like, why didn't they add Part 1? I understand it's a PS1 game.
No, Part 1 is understandable because it was never, you know, released, unless you were counting the there was the Wii remake, if I'm not mistaken. You know, I wish our good friend Adam would be here. He knows Silent Hill.
Yeah, series. Unfortunately, I don't know the Silent Hill 3. I've played through 2 and 3. And
yeah, but I'm,
those are the ones that are getting
remade. Yeah, but no, but for the PSP and the Wii, yeah, there was a Silent Hill 1-esque remake. For the
Wii, there was Shattered Memories? Or Shattered.
Yeah, that was the one.
That's not a remake. I don't think.
I think we could be wrong.
I don't think that's a remake.
I think it anyway, okay. Point is, they're not including Part 4, which is really odd. Or even the PSP game, which I think is Shattered Memories, if I'm not missing it. Yeah, you're doing research right now.
No.
Anyway, so yeah, I think this is like the biggest deal about the conference, the E3 Konami conference, if you ask me.
Because okay, you're right. It's a reimagining of the first installment.
There you go. So I was
wrong, people. I'm sorry.
Anyway, yeah, you agree, obviously, that this is like the biggest deal about this.
Oh yeah,
the conference.
I think that I really liked Silent Hill series. Well, 2 and 3 that I did play. I didn't get to play Shattered Memories, although I know it's supposed to be really good, and I know I should be playing it on the Wii. But
no, but like,
it's on the list of things to get to eventually.
No, but just also like Metal Gear and Zone of the Enders. Well, I know you're not a huge Metal Gear fan, but for some people, you know, it's a big deal. Like you're
it's
gonna
cool.
Get.
I mean, it's cool. I wish they would move on, though. I wish they would do something more instead of Metal Gear.
So far, they didn't announce the prices for these games. So
they didn't. You would probably think they're around the $40.
Yeah, probably much. 40. Still worth it, though, definitely. I'm going to get all three, because... And, like, I think God of War is the only game, and the upcoming Shadow of the Colossus and Ico as, like, HD classic.
They did the Sly Cooper
series. Oh, yeah, you're right. Sly and then Prince of Persia. Mm-hmm. Right. But in terms of, like...
I like the fact that they're doing that, by the way.
Yeah.
I like that you get to replay a lot of those old games that you you almost forgot about with the old systems. Because a lot of people, they don't go back.
Right.
So...
No, I guess what I'm trying to say is in terms of Japanese games, Japanese PS2 games being remastered for HD, I think these are like the first since Team Ico Collection? I think so.
Yeah, I agree.
All right. What else has been? Oh, yeah, the Kojima... game, the new Kojima game that's kind of a mystery because Hideo Kojima, if you guys must know, he's not attending E3 this year.
He's a weird dude.
He's not attending E3 this year because he's not going to be announcing his next title at E3, unfortunately. However, he gave a little bit of like a teaser about his new game. So far, all we know is it's using a new engine called the Fox Engine. Which is very unsurprising.
Yeah.
And the new game, besides the fact that it'll be using this new engine, it's going to be also a multi-platform game. It's going to come up for 360 and PS3. I think that's it.
Yeah.
We don't know anything about it except this screenshot, but I don't think it's a screenshot for the game because it's only like a demo of the engine.
Yeah, I'm not sure what's going on with him ever when he's talking about stuff. I just kind of just smile and nod and... say, yes, Kojima.
Right. No, but the screenshot we're looking at here right now, actually, it resembles Uncharted in terms of the green.
Uncharted versus, or kind of Tomb Raider-ish, almost.
Yeah, and you control probably an African guy. I don't know.
An African guy?
I don't know.
That's gzep at lostlevel.com.
We're going to edit that out.
No, you're not editing that out.
We're going to edit that out. Okay, so yes, the new Hideo Kojima game, all we know, it's one, it's using a new engine called Fox Engine, and two, it's going to be both for, actually, not, there's also the possibility that it's going to be also for the NGP.
It could be. I mean, there's a good chance, especially with the next announcement, which I'm sure you're going to talk about in a moment.
Yeah, and, wait, what do you mean?
Well, the compatibility between the two. Or no, that's PSP.
No, I don't know.
All right, whatever. Anyways.
Anyway, well, not only the NGP, it's also it could be a game also for the Project Cafe, Nintendo's new thing.
So. Spoiler: we don't know shit about it. Let's move on.
And I think that's it for Konami.
That's Konami. You're not.
Wait, no, there's one more.
You're gonna talk about the
which one?
The transferring.
Oh, the transferring. That's TRANSFARRING. I don't know who made this name. I don't know. It's a ridiculous
Kojima
name.
Did.
Kojima did? You think obviously. So?
Yes, he can.
Okay. Transfer.
It's how they think America spells transferring.
Okay.
That's what it is.
I never realized that. Transferring is the gimmick. Should I say gimmick? Or no. It's basically the PS3, PSP transfer save data thingy that you're going to be using with Peace Walker. Because Peace Walker...
It's the first game announced.
Yeah, if you must know, yeah. It's the first game to announce. Well, I think Konami's the only one who's doing this so far in terms of the PSP remaster thing. Yeah. But since Peace Walker is a PSP game, you may want to continue the save of, or the file or whatever you have to the PS3 version with the... You know, the MGS HD collection. So to do that, you got to do this transferring thing where you have to plug your PSP to the PS3 and transfer stuff. You know what? I don't even know why they have to use a stupid name, because all you have to do is just plug into the thing and, you know, call it the PS3 PSP save data transfer.
Which you can just call transferring. Transferring is awesome. It's the way of the future, peoples.
Oh my god. I don't.
G's done now. He's shaking his head.
Not because I wasn't really going to talk about this, because it's really ridiculous.
It's really ridiculous. No, that's coming from your side, dude. That's epic.
From my side.
That is your side.
Burn again, my friend.
That's fine.
Okay. And yeah, I think that's about it for the Konami. Unless you want to talk about that teaser they made at the end of the conference.
Yes, Contra's coming.
Yeah, okay. There's going to be a Contra game coming out. We don't know what it is. Maybe at E3 they're going to talk about it more. We don't know. But my sources...
Let it go.
What?
Create new shit. Stop going back to the past.
My sources indicate that it's going to be a reboot in the sense of what they did with Castlevania Lords of Shadow.
Okay.
Where they're going to... retcon, you know, Lords of Shadow is not really part of the Castlevania canon, the storyline. It's a new thing, and I think that's what we're going to do with Contra. So are we assuming that they're going to hire Western developers for this? Because Lords of Shadow was developed by a Spanish team and Kojima Productions.
I don't know what they're going to do to it. I mean, all they show is a C. Who knows what the hell they're going to do?
Yeah, but let's talk about Contra a little bit here. Like, what do you want to see?
let it be in the 8-bit world.
Or stick it to 2D, right?
Yeah, stick there, stay there. Don't make because it. What are you going to remake next? Pong in 3D? Like, really?
For me, like, the true sort of, not really true, but like a rebooted Contra is kind of like Gears of War, if you think about it. Right?
Loosely, I could see where you're coming from with that, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you got two players, you got different weapons, you know? If you're gonna do a Contra reboot, you have Gears of War already, so why bother doing a reboot in 3D, unless it's gonna be a 2D? But it doesn't make sense, like, what? There was a Contra 2D game that just came out a few months ago. You've seen it, right?
Yeah.
The one made by the Guilty Gear guys. So
yeah, I just don't care. I don't. I'm not. I wasn't like at the end of the very conference. They showed the C, and I was like,
yeah.
I'm supposed to be blown away. Like, oh my god, they're making that. No.
Obviously, okay. Chris is not excited about this.
I'm not.
I kind of am, because I'm actually a big Contra fan.
The 8-bit series is cool. I mean, it created
Super Nintendo was good.
It created the code that everybody knows by heart. But, I mean, that's how I know it. And that's how I want to know it.
Okay, so
let's start going.
Wrap up the the Konami thing. So, what do you want to talk about now?
Afterwards? Okay, well, that's pretty much the game news this week. Obviously, there's gonna be a lot more coming in E3 next week. So. There's going to be a shit ton then, but...
Yeah, we're going to talk about that before we wrap the show, about what's our next episode. It's going to be pretty special. But
yeah, I mean, let's go into a little bit of movie news to give you guys a little
Something that's not Contra?
Yeah, something that's not Contra, thank God. And transferring. Let's transfer into movie news. Okay.
Good one. All right, what do you have there, man?
All right. Everybody knows Hangover 3 is probably coming.
Yeah, talked a little bit about that earlier.
Yeah, so Bond 23 has been officially given a release date of November 9th, 2012, right before the end of the world.
Was it really before December 9th?
December 21st is the end of the world.
Is it December 21st? Oh.
Yes, 2012.
All right, all right.
Yeah, the Mayans are correct. So well, Bond is coming out a month before that, so we have a full month of viewing Bond pleasure before...
Is Sam Mendes still directing it? I think he is.
They didn't announce director
yet. Because if I'm not mistaken, the next Bond movie will be directed by Sam Mendes.
Okay.
The director of American Beauty, Road to Perdition, and the... I forgot that other movie with Leo and what's her face. Anyway, what else you got?
Pirates, the fifth one, because they're making too much damn money. I wish people would wise up and stop watching these damn movies.
Okay, back up a little bit. Pirates 4, you didn't see it, right?
I did not see it yet.
I saw it and whatever.
Exactly, whatever. And everybody knows it's whatever. It's still making a bajillion dollars.
It was a little bit better for me than the last two movies.
Which is not saying much, because the third one was freaking horrible. Oh my god.
Actually, that's actually... sorry. Good stuff, by the way, about the new director they're trying to hire.
Okay. There's several directors up for the fifth Pirates right now. On their short list is going to be Tim Burton, Sam Raimi, Sean Levy, Chris Weiss, and Alfonso Cuarón.
Oh, Cuarón.
Cuarón, that's it. Sorry about that.
Who would you pick among all those? I mean, who would you think would fit?
I don't know. I mean, they offered it to Marshall, but they haven't heard anything from him yet.
Rob Marshall is not going to... I don't think he can do it.
I don't think he wants to. Who they really want, the first one, is Tim Burton. And good God, I do not want to see Tim Burton
again. That would be awesome. A Tim Burton Pirates movie would be, I think...
Annoying.
I don't know. Just be annoying. It would be crazy, but...
Oh my god.
I didn't know Cuarón was in the list.
He's on the short list.
If he is, and actually then there's a good chance it's gonna be a good movie.
Nah, I don't know about that.
Dude, Cuarón makes a lot. I mean,
I don't judge, he's decent, but I'm talking about just in general. I do not want to see the fifth Pirates movie.
But no matter how, I mean, let's face it, it's gonna happen.
It's happening.
It's gonna happen. And if I would pick one, I'd definitely pick either Burton or Cuarón.
Okay.
I think Cuarón's gonna be a long shot. I don't think he's gonna make it.
No, it's gonna be Burton.
Yeah, considering Cuarón is into... He's making a new movie that doesn't have a release date yet, anyway.
I'm not too sure.
But, yeah. Burton's going to be, I think, is a safe bet.
I just really don't.
If they want to
make... I really hope they don't do Burton. I just don't want to see him again. With Depp. I mean, come on, seriously?
Well...
Let's move on, guys. It's the same way with the Kojima and all that other stuff. It's like, let's move on.
Okay.
Sorry. All right, Rise of the Planet of the Apes trailer.
The second trailer.
Second trailer came out.
You apparently did not like it, or you just thought it was okay.
I cannot get over the fact that Franco is a scientist in this movie.
Dude, James Franco is awesome, right?
I cannot get over
I'm sorry, I'm a fan of his works.
Okay.
I don't care if he's playing whatever, right? A scientist? Sure, fuck yeah.
It's like Denise Richards in the Bond films playing a scientist. It just does not go.
You got a point there.
Yes, I do have a point.
No, but the trailer itself...
It's transferring ridiculous. That's what it is. Kojima.
As of this moment, listeners, transferring is now in Lost Level lingo. Okay, so about the trailer, I actually like it, all right? I actually like the first trailer. The second trailer... made me a little bit excited because I'm actually curious to see this.
Man in suit.
I mean, first off, we're both not huge fans of the Apes movies.
Who made the last Apes, just out of curiosity?
The last Ape movie?
Yes.
Tim Burton.
Yes, he did. Damn right he did. Re-envisioned with Mark Wahlberg. Yeah. I was surprised Johnny Depp wasn't in that movie.
Maybe there's a cameo that we didn't
see. He must have been busy at the time because Burton probably wanted him. Sorry, move on.
No, okay. We didn't talk about the trailer that much. What did you think?
Well, let's talk about the trailer. Okay. It's not men in suit, which is disappointing to me. These apes are CGI.
Okay.
And I'd rather see men in suit.
But it's Andy Serkis.
Okay, well, then why don't we CGI Charlie Heston? and put him in the movie.
Dude, Andy Serkis, King Kong, Gollum. Could be fun.
It could be fun. But James Franco is a scientist. I will go into this movie, watching this movie. I'm sure we're probably going to review it just for comedic sake.
Dude, the guy who played Draco Malfoy is going to be in there.
Okay. But James Franco's a scientist. You're not understanding this.
All right.
He's supposed to blow my mind. He's supposed to be believable as a super intelligent being who creates this serum who makes apes intelligent.
Right. James Franco is the next...
I can't say that with a straight face.
I know we're going off topic here, but James Franco as the next Bruce Banner. Pause. See?
What?
No, forget it. Forget what I said. Okay, so you kind of liked it, I thought.
I'm more curious for the comedic reasons, not the reasons it's
intended. I'm actually curious to see it.
Okay. Well, I'm sure, like I said, we're probably going to watch it. We're going to review it, so.
Are we going to review it?
Probably.
Yeah, with James Franco.
At the very least, we're going to talk about it on Lost Level, if not a full-blown review.
Move on.
Okay, wrapping up music news.
Music news.
Yes. Wrapping up movie news is X-Men tonight.
Oh, yeah. What about X-Men?
We're seeing it.
Yeah. Well, by the time people are listening to this, we probably have been Twittering about it. So.
Yeah, I'm going to Twitter every single spoiler possible in that movie, so if you don't want to know, probably unfollow me.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. I'm not going to. But I obviously, one thing I did want to bring up was Mark Millar did tweet about it after he saw it. He didn't spoil anything, but he did mention that there's two cameos in the movie that I have been spoiler-free through. Thank God I do not know who these cameos are, but one of them so subtle he didn't recognize it until he was in the car driving home.
Yeah.
So I'm really curious to that. I want to point that out to people that there are going to be two special cameos, not just one.
Yeah.
In case...
Well, one is a quick... but really awesome cameo, and the other is just so subtle that you wouldn't really notice. That's what I heard.
Right, and that's one thing I did want to point out to our listeners, that look out for two cameos, not just one.
Okay. And I guess we could also say that we're both excited about this movie.
Super excited about it. I cannot wait for it. Everything I've heard has been positive, and we are doing a full-blown review of
X-Men. Actually, yeah, that's one thing also about X-Men First Class. Yeah, we're going to do a movie cast with that, and... also Super 8, which comes out next week.
Yeah, we are going to do it Super 8 when it's not going to be a release date, but it's going to be a little bit after that.
Yeah, because I'm really excited about Super 8, if people must know. Okay, is that it?
Yeah, that wraps up our movie news.
Okay, then we could go with our little bonus 3 to 5 minute segment, which is... E3 predictions!
Oh, you said that awesomely.
No, because... most people, or every guy there who's into games, likes to do E3 predictions. So with the Lost Level, we're going to do it kind of like a quick shot.
Yeah.
Because we don't want to put like a gazillion list of games we want to see. We're just gonna like think of one thing. Well,
I didn't think of one thing, to be honest. Like I've been staying so far away from E3 until it happens on Monday. Like, I have not thought about it. I don't want to think about it, but I'll play along. Let's do this prediction.
Yeah, so we're just going to do, like, one prediction each.
All right.
Just one thing we want to happen. Not totally bizarre.
I want transferring to happen.
Like, something realistic.
Okay, realistic transferring.
Yeah, so...
You go first.
What do I want? Like, my prediction?
Yes.
Something I want to show up? Could be a game, or...
Could be anything you want. Let's talk about it. What are you predicting for E3?
Okay, since... Square Enix is being like an ass, and well, if you must know, Square Enix will not be presenting Final Fantasy Versus 13 and Type-Zero, which is really disappointing. And another game I'm also looking forward to is The Last Guardian by Sony with Fumito Ueda. Fumito Ueda is not also attending E3. So I guess if there's one thing I want to see in E3, and it's a long shot, but I have maybe... I want to see Atlus announce Persona 5.
Okay.
I know I've said that last year when I had my own podcast, and when we also had an E3 prediction roundtable. I've been saying Persona 5 and Final Fantasy 15. But since Final Fantasy 15 is, I don't think it's not happening anytime soon, Persona 5, Shin Megami Tensei Persona 5 seems a little bit more realistic.
Fair enough.
And
you're a huge fan of the Persona series.
I am. And... if people think I'm crazy, No, I'm not, because Persona 3, actually, when it was announced, I think it was 2006 E3? Yeah, it was E3 2006. Persona 3 was announced in Japan, I think a month before E3 happened. And then Atlus showed Persona 3 in Japanese form, I think, if I'm not mistaken, in that year's E3. So, I don't know. I mean, there's a possibility. I'm not saying it's going to happen. I could say 50-50.
Okay.
That's right. Just me. I was gonna, yeah.
That's a happy prediction.
Yeah.
Shit. What do I want to predict?
Dragon Age 3 being announced?
I don't even care. let me think. Put me on the spot here. Put me on the spot. I should have thought of this before we recorded. Okay. Sony is going to announce PlayStation 4, and it's going to be $5,000.
You're really crazy, man.
That is crazy, but not far from truth with the way that they price point everything.
Okay.
Okay, $2,000.
Seriously?
PS4, seriously. $2,000. It's going to be run by hamsters on wheels, and PSN will not work on it.
All right.
Done. Transference will work, though.
Oh, my God.
That is my bold prediction for E3.
Seriously, is there any game you want to show up at E3?
That's pretty good shit right there.
Okay.
Hamsters on wheels, my friend.
You're the boss, man.
It's the future. All right. Nintendo will announce a new console.
That's happening. We know what? That's happening.
Spoiler.
I know. We know that's happening. I think Chris wants to see Dragon Age 3.
I don't really want to see Dragon Age 3. I want to see more Mass Effect 3 footage. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Obviously, that's going to happen. That better happen. Shit.
But, like, you know, as a surprise title from your favorite developers.
Title? I don't really...
Yeah. I can only think of Dragon Age 3, because that's actually is a possibility.
But I was really disappointed with Dragon Age. We talked about that when I was talking about old games that I should have played a long time ago.
When you tried to rewind time.
Yes. past Chris liked Dragon Age 1, but did not like Dragon Age 2.
How about a Gears of War Kinect game that they've been trying to do?
Oh God, I don't even get me started on Kinect. That's a whole. We should have a Kinect episode on my thoughts on Kinect.
No, I got one for you, dude.
Okay.
A Halo game.
G is making my prediction. I know, for me.
But knowing you, I think a Halo game might be something that would make you excited.
Why would I like a Halo game? Because I'm from the West.
I didn't say that.
You just said gzep at lostlevel.com.
I didn't say that, man.
That's what he thinks of Western gamers.
No, because you're a Halo fan as well, and I think they're going to announce the reboot. The remake.
I predict that EA Sports will announce Madden coming out in August.
Didn't they skip Madden this year?
Did they skip Madden? No, they will never skip Madden. Okay. Shit. I don't know. I have no idea what is coming out.
Let's just stick with the PS3. PS4
hamster. PS3 or PS4 hamster transference will work. We're good. That's the bold prediction, guys.
Okay, I think that wraps up our. Is that a pilot episode or?
We need a pilot episode. Well, I guess this is episode 1. We did have episode 0 as a test. Hopefully, you guys take a chance to listen to that. Yeah,
and if you guys have complaints and everything, how to make this show better. Don't hesitate to drop us a comment I guess we're going to do our plugs now. So,
yes.
Chris, where can we find you on the internet?
On the internet, you could find me. Let's start with Twitter. Twitter, my personal account is Calm Intensity. And you can also find us on Twitter at The Lost Level.
Mm-hmm.
And definitely check us out there. We're going to start posting on there on a regular basis. So start following us. Also, if you need to get a hold of me for show reasons, if you have any questions or you want to add any input to the show, please get a hold of me at chris@lostlevel.com.
All right.
And that's really these ways to contact us. And if you have any general questions for the show, please give us a call there.
Call.
Write us there anyways. Right. G, what about you?
You can find me at Twitter. That's twitter.com/gzeb. That's G-Z-E-P. You can find me also writing at my blog. It's zepperoni.wordpress.com. That's zepperoni.wordpress.com. And I think that's it for my...
For the most part, yeah. One other...
Chris has said my email multiple times, so you
know where to find it. Yes, gzep@lostlevel.com for any hate mail. Anyways, one little technical... tidbit. I am working on the site religiously. I had a problem with the computer last week, so I was hoping to have it up this week, but a little bit of a minor setback. Hopefully, we're going to get it up in the next week or two after E3, and we should be operational at lostlevel.com. Till then, you can find our podcasts on G's personal
blog, which is zipperoni.wordpress.com. And good way of actually mentioning E3 because, yeah, I have a personal announcement, and some people know this. Chris obviously know this.
No.
I am going to E3 nice. Next week, and it's really lucky for me to be there. All thanks to my awesome co-workers at K-Zone Philippines. Yes, I want to say hi to Karen and Leo. Thank you guys for making this happen. And yeah, I'm going to E3. I can't believe it, man. It's like my, you know, if there's two things that will make you, like, accomplish your gaming life. Am I right?
I guess if you want street cred.
Whatever.
You can be attending E3.
No. I mean, if there's one, if you're a gamer, there's like two things you should be doing before you at least, you know, die.
Okay.
One is to go to Tokyo.
So it's like Mecca, are you saying?
No, one
E3 is our Mecca?
Yeah. Well, two. One is Tokyo, obviously. I mean, every gamer wants to visit Tokyo and go to Akihabara or go to, like, just Japan in generally, because you're not a gamer if you have not at least played a Japanese game, and you should at least like, you know, a Japanese game in your life.
Okay.
I mean, Mario has been...
Mario's Japanese?
Dude.
That was a joke.
Right. So there's Tokyo. And the other one is E3, because E3 is the Super Bowl as, like, the gaming event of the year.
Yeah.
Definitely. I mean, I am so excited. I can't wait to go. And I'm leaving, actually, this weekend. So.
Yeah, I'm jealous. I wish I was attending. I will be watching it on TV.
Yeah. Well, next year.
At you.
Next year.
Next year, maybe. We'll see. We'll see what's going on.
And I guess that's also... I mean, we could also talk about our next episode. Because yes. It's going to be E3. Definitely all about E3.
It's going to be... Yeah, it's going to be E3 heavy.
Chris is going to, like, interview me all the time.
Yes, I will be conducting the interview on G and what he experienced at E3. Hopefully he doesn't get lost in the booth babes, especially the Asian-related ones.
And I think also another reason why they should listen to episode 2, meaning the E3 episode, is...
Oh, we're teasing. This is good. Okay, go ahead.
No, because it's like a guy, you know, like me, basically being a first-timer in E3 and how it feels like to be there for the first time. I think it's a good experience. Oh, like, if you really want to find out, you know, I mean, I'm sure most listeners or all gamers out there who haven't been to E3 are going to be wondering, what does it feel like to be there, really? And I've not... Well, there's probably a couple of stories out there posted on the internet about how it feels, but, you know, in terms of just a guy who's probably starting out really small in the Philippines and now he's going to E3, I think it's a pretty good epic... It's going to be epic. Okay. That's what I'm trying to say.
Is there going to be a love affair?
Love affair. I don't know.
We'll see. We'll hope for you. Hopefully he finds his Marcus Phoenix there.
Right. Okay, so much for... Yeah, it's like, what, 4 minutes of just teasing.
Anyways.
Okay, so again, thanks guys for listening, and we'll see you whenever. Next week?
Probably next week.
Or the week after.
Or maybe the week after.
All right.
Later, guys.
Take care, guys, and we'll see you.